This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Post-Super Bowl Monday here, an estimated 17 million people will take the day off, the highest since that data began in 2005. Got the chicken wing and chili con carne itis. There are signs that employers are adapting. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Employers know productivity drops the day after the Super Bowl. And one reason is because most workers ask for the day off in advance. That's a good thing, says Joyce Maroney of the Workforce Institute at Kronos.
Unplanned absenteeism is more expensive and more disruptive than planned absenteeism.
Kronos underwrites this show. Nearly half of its survey respondents said employers gave workers some options this year.
Saying, sure, come in 2 hours late, stay 2 hours later. Maybe encouraging work from home in an environment where work from home may not be as common.
And with unemployment at all-time lows, Brandy Britton at the staffing firm Robert Half says employers can offer scheduling flexibility to remain competitive.
The employees will be happier and the employer will get what they want, and that's productivity.
Robert Half asked HR managers to rank events that would merit a weekday holiday. The Super Bowl beat out, among others, the World Series, the NBA Finals, and the Oscars. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.